ראיתי שיעור את עילוי נשמת מלכה בת יעקב.
חבל.
נשמת מלכה בת יעקב. יופי מישהו. במשנה tells us in מסכת תענית, we want better days to Am Israel, a statement. We want better days than this coming Friday, is Tu Be'av, and Yom Kippurim. What's so great about those days? Says the Gemara, whoever had some difficulties to find a mate, the Shiduch, is to go and look for Shiduch on those days. The description, a description of somebody is going to ask you, what is the best day of the year? I say, my best day of the year is Tu Be'av. So what is so good about it? I said, then whoever could not find a Shiduch, then he used to go to the vineyard, the girls used to go, and the boys used to find each other. That's called the best day of the year. And then Yom Kippurim, the second best day of the year is Yom Kippurim. Comes the Gemara and says, Yom Kippurim, I do understand why it's called one of the best days of the year, because we got the second tablet after Moshe broke the first one on Shiva Asar Betamuz. Moshe Chodesh Elul, Hashem told him, go and bring me tablets. Moshe dug in his tent and found a big stone made from sapphire, went up to Shamayim with it, with his hands, and Hashem rewrote on the tablets. If you may say, the same thing was written in the first tablets, and he came down in Yom Kippur. So therefore, says the Gemara, this is good, it's a very good day. It means, what it means is, you know, Hashem gave us tablets again, maybe that's what it means. The Gemara wants to know what happened in Tu Be'av. The Gemara has a list of a few things. The first thing that occurred on Tu Be'av was that every Tisha B'Av, 15,000 and change died in the desert. The decree, the Gezerah, was 600,000 people from the age 20 to 60 will die with the next 38 years. And every year, 15 and change died. So the procedure how it was, says the Gemara, that on Tisha B'Av in the morning, it used to go, or Tisha B'Av at night, used to go, and each one went outside and dug his own grave and went inside. In the morning, Moshe used to come and say, whoever is still alive, come out. And every year, 15,000 and change didn't come out, and they covered them. The last year, the last 15,000 dug their own grave, they went inside, and Moshe comes in the morning and says, whoever is allowed to come out, they all say, good morning. Moshe said, all of you alive? I said, all of you alive. Moshe said, you know what, maybe we have a mistake in the calendar. Maybe it was not Tisha B'Av yesterday. And since they couldn't see the moon, because it was a cloud that covered the camp, Moshe said, so stay one more night. So they stayed one more night. The morning Moshe came again, and Moshe said, anybody, everybody is alive, come out. They all said, we're all alive. Good morning, Moshe. Moshe said, stay in the grave. Maybe we still have a mistake in the calendar. So they gave them some man to eat and some Coca-Cola. And then it went every day until Tu Be'av. Tu Be'av, they were able to see some kind of a shape of a moon, something. And Moshe said, that's very strange. I think Hashem waved the Gezerah, come out of the grave. Says the Gemara, that's the first thing happened on Tu Be'av. Okay, I don't know what it means, but it means it's not Hashem had mercy on the 15,000, but say, listen, one of the best days of the year is Tu Be'av. He said, what happened? He says, well, the last 15,000, after 585,000 died already, the last 15,000 did not die, so that's the reason to make a holiday. Continues the Gemara and says, listen, some more things happened on that day. So what happened? Says the Gemara that Am Yisrael in Parashat Maaseh, if you remember, came to Moshe, the president of the tribe of Menashe. They said, well, we don't want to intermarriage between the tribes. Every tribe, we have 12 tribes. Everybody wants to get married to his own tribe. And the reason is because when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and each one will have a piece of real estate, and sometimes somebody from another tribe will marry somebody from another tribe, and then there's going to be a confusion about the real estate. That real estate belongs to that tribe, So Moshe said after the request that Hashem did agree. I said, in the beginning, everybody must get married to his own people from his own tribe. On Tu B'Av, 1 year, they cancel it. So, what is the happy thing about it? You know, the irony is, the Torah says that Tzlof had five girls, they shopped around Facebook, internet, all the shotchanim in the world, they want to get married. 40 years old, they can't find nobody. Holy girls, the Gemara said, smart, geniuses, Harvard University. And then Moshe came and said, Hashem said that you cannot intermarry with other tribes. He said, you know what? We have somebody, our first cousin. He says, you waited till now for your first cousin? You could have married your first cousin 30 years ago. Irony, looking around, shopping around, it's around the corner. The man says, simply go to Achashverosh, looking all around the world for a wife. And at the end, Esther lived a few houses away from the palace. So the Gemara said, on Tu B'Av, they canceled that. Now you're allowed to intermarry the tribes. So what is the holiday about it? The Gemara said, no, something has happened. The Gemara said, at one time, some people from the tribe of Binyamin did not behave. And Am Yisrael boycott the tribe of Binyamin. I said, no one should intermarry with Binyamin. And one day on Tu B'Av, they said, forget about it. Cancel the boycott. Okay? It's also a reason to say that this is one of the best days of the year. What happened? So, they had a boycott, they canceled the boycott. So, what do we do? And the Gemara says, well, I was a king, his name was Yerobam. He put troops on the highways to prevent Jews to go to Yerushalayim. And then one day he died, there was another king, his name was Hoshea ben Ela, and he became the king, he canceled the troops. So on Tu B'Av he canceled the troops. Happened to me, he could have canceled the troops any day, on Halloween too. Says the Gemara, no, it happened on Tu B'Av. It's something to celebrate. What celebration, what's the big deal? So, that Russia, Yerobam and Nevat put troops, and this guy canceled it. So happened to me, canceled on Tu B'Av. That's another reason to call it a holiday, not to say Tachanun on it. Like you, Yomim Tovim in Israel. The Mishnah says, listen, the best day of the year is Tu B'Av Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says another thing. City of Beta, and Yimach Shemo, the Caesar of Rome killed hundreds of millions of Jews. And didn't let them bury their beloved one. And 3 years they were on the ground. After 3 years he died. There was a new Caesar. The new Caesar came and he said, okay, you can bury your beloved one. In the meantime, Yimach Shemam, the Romans, piled them up around Betar, around all the vineyards over there, like a wall. And the new Caesar gave permission to bury the dead ones. So the Gemara says that decision was made on Tu B'Av. And then Chachamim came and made us the fourth bracha in Birkat Hamazon HaTov HaMitiv. HaTov Shelo Yisrichu. HaTov Shenitnu Likvara, HaMitiv Shelo Yisrichu. And it says that it's a big holiday. What's the big holiday? That they gave permission to bury those hundreds of millions of Jews. And the bodies did not decompose. Okay, so then comes the Gemara also, listen, they don't cut any more trees. Then comes the Gemara and says, listen, that's the last page of Pesach HaTa'anit, listen, you know Tu B'Av is? I says, this Thursday night, tomorrow night, you know, the nights become a little bit longer. And therefore, you must learn Torah more. And if Chas V'Shalom, as of tomorrow night, you're not going to add more Torah, you're going to die. What? I'm going to die because what? Because I didn't add Torah. What does that mean? I said, this is too bad. Now it's a threat. Until now, it's a good day, best day. All those reasons the Gemara counted. And now the Gemara counted the statement. You know, I want to tell you one more thing. It's going to be the nights are going to get longer. And therefore, you have more time when you come back from work to study more. So immediately you have to study more every night. And if you're not going to study, since when you die, you're not going to study. This is the holiday of Tuber. It's called Shabbat Nachamu. It's because Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Comfort my nation. Hashem said, comfort them. This is Yom Shabbat Nachamu. It's a holiday. Oh, no, everybody sings. What is the singing all about? I mean, Sunday we mourn on Tisha B'Av, sat on the floor, we cried, we didn't eat, we didn't drink, okay, so we got up, okay. And says, now, sing what? What does he sing? What's the thing about? If Mashiach would have come, he would have Bet HaMikdash, yes. But, you know, it's nothing changed so far. So what is the happy moment? Nacham parashat nachamu. What is it? The Navi says, Ki lakta. Yad Hashem kiplaim kechol chatoteya. Hashem even punished us twice as much. Two holocausts. Not one holocaust. Two Hitlers. What does that mean? Then this parasha also, we have the famous Shema Yisrael that we say, Ari says to say it four times a day. One before Shacharit in the text, if you remember. One on Shacharit, one in Arvit, and one before you go to sleep. Important Shema Yisrael. Says the Gemara, what is Shema Yisrael all about? The Gemara says, let me tell you what happened. Yaakov Avinu, the last day of his life, he wanted to reveal the time of Mashiach, and all of a sudden he could not. He could not tell them the time of Mashiach. So he asked them, my children, does anybody do Avodah Zarah here? Are you suspect that somebody does Avodah Zarah? Really? Yaakov Avinu suspects them? What question is this? Are Yaakov suspects them do Avodah Zarah? But that's what he asked them. And in return, the answer is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we believe in one God. Okay? Says the Rambam, says the Gemara, okay, from now on, you know, this is Shema Yisrael, what we say. So somebody says, Shema Yisrael, you know, what does he say? He said, the children said it to Yaakov after Yaakov asked them if they do Avodah Zarah. He said, no, we believe in God. What is this to do with us? So he had a conversation with them, okay. So they said, no, okay. So why do we have to say Shema Yisrael? Why do we have to say Shema Yisrael? What is this all about? Says the Rambam, that's why we say Shema Yisrael. It's not Shema Yisrael because Hashem said Shema Yisrael. No. Because Yaakov asked the children, and children answered Shema Yisrael. That's why we have to say Shema Yisrael. What's that to do with me? I don't know about Azara, and I don't want to know anything. I have nothing to do with anything. Then I said, after Shema Yokecha, in the text in the Torah this week, Moshe repeats the story of Hashem revealed himself to us in saying the Ten Commandments. Say the Ten Commandments. So Moshe said like this. Panim b'panim diber Hashem Elokeinu tanu mitoch ha'esh. This is Hashem spoke to us from inside the fire. Inside the fire, okay. And Moshe said, you know how it started? Moshe said, listen, we got to Har Sinai and there's a fire all the way up to the Shamayim on the mountain of Har Sinai. So I don't understand. What does Hashem want? He wants to threaten us, to fear us. We should be afraid. Look, the fire. That fire, the Gemara says, as well says, doesn't burn anyway. You stick your hand in this fire, it's a fake fire. It's a fire you buy in the store, you know, this fake one. Shemesh milamala lo sorefet, says the Gemara. Doesn't burn anyway. So what does Hashem? What does he try to say? Choshech Anan Varapel. So he looked at the mountain. So you see on the tip of the mountain, fire all the way up to Shamayim. And then you look on the bottom, and you see darkness. Choshech. Then you see a cloud. Then you see a fog. But what Hashem did it like this? Darkness. And then Moshe says to them, listen, I want to tell you something what happened. He says, you came over there to close to this, and then Hashem spoke to you from the fire. Okay? And then Moshe said, he spoke to you from the fire, from the cloud and the fog. Moshe omits the darkness. That's before the Torah says darkness. In the text, you see later, you look at the Chumash, you see. Then Moshe repeats and says, you know, but then, when you heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to you from the darkness, you came over to me, and you said, well, you said Hashem spoke to us from the fire. We heard Hashem from the darkness. You heard Hashem from the darkness? The text says Hashem spoke to you from fire. You said, you heard it from, in the text that says it. B'toch HaChoshech. The text reads like this. Moshe tells him, you heard Hashem from the darkness. I said Hashem spoke from the fire. Kind of an argument. And then they said to Moshe, text me, we're scared to death. We're scared. Please, we don't want to hear Hashem. And Moshe was upset. And Hashem said, you know what? Let it happen like this. I wish they will be scared of me better this way. This is the end. Repetition of what happened. And so what's the secret behind it? Come on, Chachamim, tell us like this, the rule in our life. As I have an example, they say, you know, the speed limit is 25 miles per hour. So you see people drive 25. So why they drive 25? Because they love the law? No. Because they're afraid there's a policeman hiding someplace. That's the famous story. They say that somebody drove very fast and the police stopped him. And the police says, didn't you see the sign 25? I said, yeah, I did. He says, why did you drive 50? He says, because I didn't see you. You're afraid of the police. You're afraid of the law. But you don't love the law. So Hashem gave us the Torah. The question is, why we keep the Torah? Do we love Hashem? Or because Hashem said it? And Kel Gadol Noah, he says he's the greatest, the biggest, and really tell us it's Gehenom, and who knows what. And Chas Shalom, you're going to lose your parnasah, you lose your health, you lose this, you better keep the mitzvot, keep the mitzvot. So one way, Hashem wants us to keep the mitzvot. But does Hashem want us to keep the mitzvot under pressure, on the love? Says the Gemara, comes the Gemara with a statement. Listen, I want to explain to you something. Says the Gemara like this. If a slave works for his master, he doesn't love him. And one day he might run away. Might run away. He doesn't want to stay. But if he loves him, he'll stay forever. And one of the Chachamim said, David HaMelech says in Halel, he said, Ani avdecha ben amatecha pitach talo mozarai. The man said, listen, I am the slave of your maid. If this is my house, I will never run away from you. It's called loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, you will never ever do a sin. There's no point to come every year to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Slichot, Yom Kippur, I did. He says, how did you do it? Why did you do it? You know why he did it? Because the reason why you don't keep the mitzvot is because you think I'll settle with Kadosh Baruch Hu in Yom Kippur. I got a good lawyer, and I'll settle with him. Yom Kippur is coming. But if you would love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you love somebody, you won't betray somebody. The problem is, it's not true love. But if you really love somebody, you'll never do the opposite. Never do the opposite. You do the right thing. And it says, why did you do something wrong? Why did you drive 50 miles an hour? And it says a sign 25. Why? Because you don't love the law. If you don't love the law, You would have driven 25 and not going to look. You know, you have detector ways where police here, police there. Forget about it. That's not the problem. I don't need police. I love the law. I love the 25 miles. I love it. You love the Torah, you would never do something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem with us is that we don't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. So, we're afraid of him. He says, the greatest, Melech Malchem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, okay, sometimes, you know, we find a way not to do it. And then comes Yom Kippur. That Gemara says, Chachamim say, you know, it's called Ve'achet Hashem Elokecha, that after Shema Yisrael, we say Ve'achet Hashem Elokecha. בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך, אז יהיה פתאום הקדוש ברוך הוא, completely. He says, then, you don't have to worry, because then you're not going to do any bad things, you're always going to follow, and you're not going to have any hardship in your lifetime. The problem is that you don't love him. So how should I love him? Says the Gemara, היו הדברים, מהי שאתה חיים על לבבך, you have to study Torah all the time. דיבר תמם, you still speak about דברי תורה. לכתך בדרך while you walking, שבתך בביתך while you sit at home. עכשיו בכלל קומך before you go to sleep before you get up. I said, כשאתה מוטל ידיך, put תפילין on. לא צפון בין עיניך, put תפילין on your head. Put מזוזה. All these things, this is conditions to love Hashem. And when you love Hashem, nothing is happening. That's the Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael is not obligation. Shema Yisrael is direction. But that's exactly what Yaakov said to his children. I won't tell you Mashiach is going to come. So what do you think Mashiach is going to come? Why? If you don't love Hashem, Mashiach is not going to come. So if you don't love Hashem, says the Gemara, you know what it means. It's going to be a little bit difficult for you. Forget about it. You do Avodah Zarah. That's what Yaakov said. I can't tell the time of Mashiach, you know why? Because you don't love Hashem. Because if you would love the Hashem, I would not want Mashiach to tell you when Mashiach will come. Mashiach will not come to you if you don't love him. Why should he send Mashiach to you? So the brother said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedosh Shem Echad, we believe in God. No, that's not the answer. Moshe Rabbeinu said, say, after Shem Elokecha. His instruction. After Tisha B'Av, Mashiach is supposed to come. Nishmat Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Ezra HaSofer decided to divide the parashiyot every year after Tisha B'Av, the first Shabbat. Nachamu. Not Nachamu. No, Hashem punished us twice as much as we're supposed to get punished. To see if we're still under his wings or we do have a Zohar. So listen, Hashem, forget about it. Regular Hashem and other people came from the Holocaust. I also had my house, Eid, from Auschwitz. He said, I'm running away from the Germans. Some of us took stones and threw on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Couldn't take it. It's religious people. I said, listen, we can't take it. So much suffering. I said, even after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, and Hashem punished us so much, twice as Holocaust, and we're still Jews, it means you love God. I said, why? Because you know Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because people did not love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gemara says. It's not Hashem otanu otzenim in Mitzrayim. Hamitinu b'amidbar. As we hated Hashem in the desert. We hated him. Moshe told us, you hate God. You don't love God. You hate him. You know what it means? It means that it's something that you don't like. And Hashem said, do it. And you don't like it. He said, forget about it. I'm going to do Avodah Zarah. Mitnaosh teshuva Mitzrayim. Hamitzrayim said in the desert, when the spies came back, we're going back to Egypt. Let me explain to you something. If you would love Hashem, if you love somebody, and somebody gives you a present, so you don't like it so much. Okay, so what do? You throw it back on him? No. He says, thank you very much. Okay. I'm going to use it. Try to use it. I said, the spies came back and said, land of Israel is no good for us. Okay. But you love Hashem. Hashem said we should go to Israel, right? So if you love Hashem, you go. Because the love covers for everything. I said, but you didn't want to go. Which means because you don't love him. Oh, you don't love him. Or that's what happened on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, you didn't love him. That's what the problem was. You didn't love him. So, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because we didn't love each other. See, not Chinam. We didn't love each other. I said, listen. Moshe said, listen. That's the whole problem that you have in your life. You don't love God. You have to get to the point that you love him so much. Then you'll never do something against him. So how? Moshe said, we have to study more Torah. What you have to do is put tefillin, make sure you have to put tefillin good, make sure tzitzit, make sure that you have good mezuzot in your house, that those things will pull you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you love Him. This is the energy that you get from those things to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you need to do. And that if you do it, as I said, second paragraph, next week we're going to read, V'yam shamot shamot avayt ha-shom lo-kichem, v'ti mitar ha-latzichem b'yito, Gemara said, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, I can't stop learning. I said, what is it all about? What is it all about? I said, I love God so much. I love your God so much. That's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is the greatest. Because while he was in the cave for 12 years, under the sand, he learns. He said, why are you learning? Because via the learning, I love Hashem more and more and more and more. So my goal in life is to love Him. So you can't say, I love Hashem. It's not true, you don't love Him. You love Him, yeah, but everything is vivid. Everything is nice, you love Him. It's a little bit difficult in your life. Says the Gemara, then I'm looking for a new God. When the spies came back and said, Israel is no good, everybody said, you know what? Let's find a new God. It's a difficult time. This is the test, if you love God. That's the test. Says the Gemara, you know, this the power of David HaMelech. Power of David HaMelech. He wrote Shir HaShirim. So, Chachamim said it. Gemara, Chachamim. The power of Tehillim is a very powerful thing. When you read the Tehillim, big part of Tehillim is tragedies. It's more like Asav. The one says, Kina le'Asav. Look what's going on. David HaMelech says, Asav, they say, we're singing to Hashem. What are you singing to Hashem? Destruction. Here somebody chases David. Here somebody died. Here somebody tried to kill David. Shaul and Doeg. You read it to him. I said, Lam Natzeach. What's Lam Natzeach? Lam Natzeach means that even though that I have a difficult time, I love Hashem. What happened to me? I look here. I know I love Him. If you love Him, you trust Him. You trust Him, you know He's not going to hurt you. If something happened, has to be that way. Okay, but I love Him so much. I said, your wife sometimes does something not too good. She didn't cook what you wanted, so you divorce your wife. You divorce your wife because you don't love your wife. This is our generation. People get divorced like changing shoes. Three times, I know people already got divorced three times, four times. And you still want to go out. You didn't love the first wife. Because you don't know what love is all about. I know somebody that the morning after the wedding, the girl got up. The groom wasn't there. But they picked up his suitcase and went away. And people made weddings, $700,000 in Manhattan. 3 months later, they got divorced. But the problem is, you don't know what love is all about. You think love is, we say love. No, love, you have to acquire love. It's not what you feel. That feeling goes out, vaporized. It means nothing. It's a lie. You can say, I love God. You don't love God. You don't know. You would love God if you studied Torah a lot. If you put tefillin a lot, if you put tzitzit all the time, if you put a good mitzvot in your house, that will give you the feeling that you love Him. It means when you're a difficult time that you have, you're not going to run away from Him. Let's say tefillin, that's David HaMelech. That's the whole power of David HaMelech. Say, Rabbi Akiva, you know, David HaMelech is nice. But Shir HaShirim, Asher LiShlomo, says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva said, Kol HaShirim Kodesh. Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodesh. Chaim Kanevsky says the Sfaradim they have easier time than Ashkenazim because they say Shir HaShirim Friday afternoon. That's how powerful Shir HaShirim is. So some people take it for granted, you know, this is gulot to say Shir HaShirim 40 days, 40 times, nothing happened. You don't understand. We read a text of Shir HaShirim. The Shir HaShirim, you read it and you understand what it says and you know the Zohar, it only says one thing, I love God to death. That's it. Finish. I love Him, I love Him, I love Him, I love Him. How much I love Him? Ki aza hamavet ahava. The love to Hashem, Zeshnomo, is like death. Kasha kishol kina, reshafer, reshfei shalevet ya. The love of Hashem comes from fire. And Moshe met HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time, Hashem spoke to Moshe from a fire. From a fire. Why from a fire? Hashem couldn't call him on the telephone. Now, the Torah says, Hashem revealed Moshe, fire. The fire was in a snare, in a bush, a thorn bush. Says the Gemara, why thorn bush? To show you how much Hashem loves you. since at that time Am Yisrael was slaves in Egypt to suffer so much, Hashem wanted to show Moshe, look, you know how much I love the Jews, how much I love Bnei Israel. Let's say I could have revealed myself to you in a palace on a mountain. No. I know my children suffer, I suffer with my children. That's how much I love my children. Therefore, Hashem revealed himself to Moshe from a fire, because the fire shows unlimited love. That's what Shlomo says in Shir HaShirim. That's Rabbi Akiva said, the Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodeshim. It's the biggest thing in Shir HaShirim. It's the biggest gulat of the Shir HaShirim. Friday afternoon, 40 days, 40 times by the Kotel. This is, yeah, but you have to be up to it. You can't say, they love God. No, I don't love God. No, I don't know. That's why it's the Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is only so-called to pull us, tempt us to love God. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, because then we're not going to do any bad things. Then we're going to have Mashiach. But if you don't love him, you're not going to say Mashiach. So that exactly what Hashem is telling Moshe, listen, call Am Yisrael, I want to tell you something. I'm going to make a fire all the way up to Shamayim. And I will talk from the fire to them. But this, Moshe, I want to tell you something. When they're going to come to our synagogue, they're going to see a wall of darkness. And then they're going to see behind the wall a cloud. This is a blue color. And then they're going to see a white fog. This is what the master says about the darkness, black. And behind the black was blue. And behind the blue was white. Says the Gemara, why the black? When is the black one? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you a story. One time, a king made a wedding for his son. In the middle of the wedding, he went and he turned off the light. Everybody said, why turn off the light? It's a wedding. The king said, I tell you why. Because I know my son that I love him so much. He's going to betray me very soon. So I just want to show everybody that I know and I can predict and I know the future. And therefore I made darkness in the middle of the wedding. He said, what do you mean? He says, Hashem said to Moshe, listen, you want to know something? In 40 days from now, they're going to make the golden calf. They don't love me. They're afraid of me. They don't love me. And because if you don't love somebody, soon you see. In 40 days, they say, you know what? We need a golden calf. So what happened to you people? 40 days ago, you saw the fire. No, you don't understand. We saw first a black wall. And then when we heard Hashem, we heard him from the darkness. Moshe said, no, you didn't. You heard him from the fire. I said, oh no, we heard him from the darkness. He says, that's the problem. If you would admit that you heard Hashem from the fire, it means Hashem loves you, and you love him. If you say, no, we heard Hashem from the darkness. You know, darkness means fear. Dark place is fear. Frightened. Your situation is you don't love him. And you say he doesn't love you. That's your problem in life. That's a portion of a piece episode. The Moshe says, listen, you know what your problem in life is? That's your problem in life. Says David HaMelech HaTehilim, Ba'efatu b'fiyem u'b'rishonam yichazvu lo. He says, they told us something about Naseh v'nishma, we love you. Not true. You don't love him. If you would have loved him, you wouldn't have betrayed him after 40 days under our Sinai. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, the fire was still on and they have golden cap downstairs. What does it mean? Fire, says Shlomo, represent love. Shalhebet ya. I says that Moshe repeats in the Torah, Hashem will speak to you from fire. The fire is all the way up. It means Hashem loves is unlimited to you. But did Hashem also warn us? You see, there's a black wall. The black wall refers to the golden calf. But I still love you. I will speak to you from the fire, not from the darkness. But they said, no, Hashem spoke to us from the darkness. So Moshe said, that's the problem. Hashem said, you know what? Let it happen to him. I wish they'd be afraid of me. Maybe they won't do the golden calf. So they don't love me. Okay, let's see if they're afraid of me. At least afraid of me. As Chachamim said, you know, Tu B'Av, it's coming. The things the Gemara says is, and the Mishnah, it's only to show the love that we have between us and Hashem, that the love that was restored. And comes the Gemara, said, I'll tell you, Yom Kippur, we got the second tablet. You know what it means? It means Hashem still loves you. After you did the golden calf, Hashem should have neglected us and abandoned us. Nevertheless, Hashem told Moshe, Rosh Chodesh Elul, go get me tablets. I'm going to rewrite what happened. So what does it mean that we got tablets? Tablets means nothing. It means the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us new tablets. It means Hashem still loves us. That's the most important thing. He still loves us. That we, he asks us to please love me the way I love you. So comes the Gemara, says, that's Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, what happened to Be'av? Well, I tell you what happened to Be'av. It was a decree that everybody from 20 to 60 will die. The last year, on Tu Be'av, Hashem did not so-called kill the last 15,000 and change. I said, what does it mean? He said, he wanted to show you he loves you. So-called, he's releasing Pola. I said, look, 15,000 people still alive. So the Gemara says, let me tell you what happened. What happened? The Gemara says, you know, in time of Bar Kokhba, the city of Beitar, the Caesar killed the people and tied them around the vineyards in Beitar for 3 years outside, under the sun. Nothing happened to the bodies. What does it mean? You know what it means? It means Hashem loves you. It's impossible. The Gaon Vilna in his grave is full. Vishnitz Rebbe is full. So Hashem loves the people that don't get decomposed in the grave. They stay because Hashem loves them. So what Hashem did on Tu Be'av, that date, Hashem said, this is the date that I will show how much I love you, and I expect you to show me how you love me. So Gemara said, tell you what it is. One day, the president of Shevet Menashe came to Moshe and said, listen, we don't think it's a good idea, the intermarriage between the tribes, because, you know, then the real estate will go here, the real estate, and everybody wants to have his real estate. On Tu Be'av they came and said, forget about it. Somebody wants to get married, let him get married to the right one. Don't put restriction. He cannot marry this one, she cannot marry that one. It means you love yourself. You don't love the person. Cancel it. Tu Be'av, cancel it. Months was a boycott on Binyamin's tribe. Nobody should intermarry. I said, listen, you have to love Binyamin also. Take off that restriction. On Tu Be'av, take off the restriction. Yehovah put troops around the highways, not to let anybody go to Yerushalayim. On Tu Be'av, somebody came and took it off. You know what it means. I said, we love people to go to Yerushalayim. We love HaKadosh Baruch. I said, all these things that happen is just to show that we love Hashem, He loves us, and we love each other. I said, then, so there's all this one window upstairs called love. You can say, I love God, but I hate the people. I love the people, I hate God. Love is the window. Either you love everybody, or means you don't love nobody. He says, I love this guy, I don't love this guy. You don't know what love is all about. You don't have no idea. You think you love him. Yeah, until you have a conflict with him. Then they became the biggest enemies. He used to be best friends, buddy, buddy. And what happened? No, not me with him. No. What happened? Well, we had some argument about something. About $5, $3, doesn't matter what it is. Finished. He hates him because he never loved him. Love means a window of love. This is all. So that love is called Ruach HaMakom Nochaimno, Ruach HaBriot Nochaimno. This is Mishnah Berakhot. Either you love everybody, including Hashem and including everybody else, or means you don't love nobody. You think you love somebody. That's not Avash Tuyeva Davar, says the Mishnah. It means that love is not love. So what you have, so called to restore love, how do you restore love? Restore love by appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you appreciate Him? By learning Torah, putting tefillin. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. Marriage is, says the Gemara, Kashil is Avganti of Kirat Yom Suf. Don't think it's easy to stay married. Easy to get married. To stay married, very hard. Very hard. Kirat Yom Suf, splitting Yom Suf. It says, how do I make sure I'm not getting a divorce from my wife? I have to love my wife. Really? Everybody loves his wife and everybody gets divorced. What's the problem exactly? I'll tell you what it is. Tu Be'av, this is in Yom Kippur, that's the role model of love. Says the Mishnah, listen. Excuse me. Says the Mishnah, on Tu Be'av and Yom Kippur, go find your shidduch. Go find your shidduch. Because those are the days that love was coming out to the world. that we showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu our love, and Hashem showed us His love. I says, okay, go get married. I said, now you understand what love is all about. Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet, the best thing in your life that you have shalom bayit with your wife. You have quiet, good life. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, when his wife died at the funeral, he said, I'm not going to ask for forgiveness. We never argue. In my life, we never argue. Never argue. Papshach's wife said that before they got married, they wanted to solve all the problems. And they made a decision like this. Every argument that they have, they're going to mark it. They're going to have a chart. The first argument, we do what he wants. Second argument, what I want. The third, what he wants. The fourth, they say that the husband, after 20 years, comes to his wife and says, enough is enough, 20 years before. From now on, we have shalom bayit, you got to listen to me. So Rav Shach's wife said, they decided before they get married. That's what they decided. They're going to count. One for him, one for her. She said, once. Went, and then never had an argument in the lifetime. Never. Says the Mishnah, what's the best day of the year? He says, Yom Kippur. What happened Yom Kippur? Hashem showed us a lot. What happened more? Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av, what Tu B'Av? The Tu B'Av, you can acquire it. He says, what? Says the Mishnah. He says, the Gemara, you know what? Tu B'Av, the nights are getting longer. You better sit down and learn. He says, why have to learn? Because when you learn Torah, you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want to love Him. Because you can't say, I love you. It's not true. Love will come out of learning. Will come out of your tefillin. If you sit in mitzvah, says the Gemara, you know what? Come to Rabbi, you better start learn. I said, why? Why do I have to learn now? What happened? What happened tonight? Tonight, the night is longer. Hashem, the Gemara says, the nights are longer because Hashem wants to give you a chance to study more when you come back from the job. I says, you better learn because that will generate love. This is going to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you're not going to do no sin. So this is the beginning, Chachamim said. This is Tu B'Av, is 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. So this is 45 days, it's like a year, says the Gemara, under Halachot of Olah. It says, this Tu B'Av, it's just a role model for us, what Hashem wants from us. So comes Rosh Hashanah, comes Lichot, you say, I've seen Hashem. I said, how many more times are you going to see? He said, listen, I'm going to study more Torah. The Gemara says, Torah protects you. The Gemara says, somebody doesn't feel well, learn Torah. The sickness will go away. I said, what is behind it? He says, do you know where the sickness came? Because probably he did something wrong. You know why he did something wrong? Because he don't love Hashem. Because if you love Hashem, you wouldn't do something wrong. He says, I love him now. You love him now? Take the Gemara. Take the Chumash, take the Mishnah. He says, that will generate and will show Hashem that you love him. That's what the Gemara says. That's Tu B'Av is all about this. That we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu love. That's what Yaakov Avinu was upset. He says, I can't tell you when Mashiach will come. Because you don't have God. I said, we don't do Avodah Zarah. He says, no, I don't do Avodah Zarah. It's true. But you can have a hard time, finished. You don't want to have another God. I said, you have to walk on yourself. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. In the cave, I have to learn and learn and learn. Not because I like to learn. Not because I love to learn. I have to learn in order to achieve the love of Hashem. Then, Yaakov Avinu said, Mashiach will come because you love Hashem. He loves you, Mashiach will come. But otherwise, you can say Shir Hashem all your life. Say Chachamim. He's not going to help you. Shir Hashirim won't help you. Shir Hashirim is only a direction. Shir Hashirim is a guide. What you got to do in your life? That's why Rabbi Akiva said, Kodesh Kodeshim, the biggest thing is Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim, but you work. We have to live up to it. You have to acquire it. Mashiach Kamar B'Minameh. Amen. Ebezando, next week, Ebezando? Yes, I am.